Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to Wednesday One Shots, the series where we share a bonus story with you to help you get through your midweek slump. This week we have a story by a listener named Jessica. I'm a 28-year-old woman, and this happened maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I enjoy hiking a lot. I used to do it so much that I would go on 5 to 10 mile hikes once or twice a week. I favored one state park in particular, Jones Gap in North Carolina. My husband and I would pack up our goofy and laid-back yellow lab and spend hours up there. I always felt relatively safe there, but I never went alone. As a safety precaution, and at the time, I figured a dog wasn't bad to hike with, although I didn't have a whole lot of faith in our dog doing any protecting. He's silly. He's a very relaxed dog. It was like any other time we went. It was a mildly cloudy day, and we decided to hike on a trail that we hadn't yet finished due to either exhaustion or the weather. Since we made our hiking a weekly exercise, we felt up for the challenge. There's about a quarter of a mile distance between the parking lot and the trailhead. Before you got to the actual trailhead, there was a fork in the path. One way leads to the ranger station, and the other way leads to a bridge taking you to the trailhead. As we reached the fork at the end of the asphalt path, a man stood in the middle of the fork between the bridge and the trailhead and the ranger station. I didn't think too much about it at the time. I continued walking with my friendly, blonde dog happily trotting beside me. My dog's demeanor drastically changed when we noticed the man. The closer we got, the more his hair started standing up, which I don't think I've ever seen him do. I thought that it was weird, but I decided that the dog knew something was up. We were passing by maybe 6 feet away from this man when the man started approaching me. The dog completely lost it on the spot, snarling, barking, teeth exposed. My dog pushed me away from this man, backing his 100-pound self up on me with every "I'm going to rip your face off" bark. He was in full defense mode, not allowing me to get any closer to this person and pushing me back. I nearly fell into the river behind me. The dog was ready to really hurt someone. My husband had to intervene and drag our dog away from the man and off of me. We crossed the bridge and headed toward the trailhead. The man followed us, but stopped in the middle of the bridge, pacing back and forth while staring at us. My dog still wasn't having any of it. He sat there and quietly growled while not taking his eyes off of the man. We began our 4-hour hike and forgot all about that odd man at the entrance for the duration. We only passed by one other hiker. As we made our way off of the mountain and closer to the trailhead, I jokingly said, "I wonder if our friend is still here. Wouldn't that be creepy?" My husband chuckled and agreed with me, not thinking that that would be the case after 4 hours. I kid you not, the air was knocked out of me when we came to the trailhead and found the man in the same spot that we had left him, still pacing. This time, I noticed a few things. The man was very out of place with what he was wearing. He was wearing business casual clothing at a state park. Not the attire that you'd commonly see for hiking or camping. It was weird. When he saw us, he made a beeline for the parking lot, with us right behind him. His pace picked up with every step that he took. He glanced over his shoulder periodically to look at us, and we were fully sketched out by this point. We got to the parking lot, and he went to his red Grand Cherokee Jeep and just stood there. The other hiker was right next to me in her car. She was taking off her boots with her earbuds in, not paying any attention, which worried us. My husband stood behind our car and stared at the man, who quickly realized that we weren't going anywhere until he left. I sat in the passenger seat, writing down his license plate number to call the park rangers as soon as I got cell service. You may think that maybe we were a bit paranoid, but during that time, there were reports of a man going around that part of North Carolina. He was pulling guns on people and leading them into the woods. Then he would tie the victims to trees, where he brutally assaulted them, or worse. There were multiple cases in the area. My dog has never acted like that before, and hasn't done it since to anyone in years to follow. This guy was the only person my dog has ever flipped out on. Was I in the presence of true evil, ready to pull a gun on me? Or was it an eccentric nature admirer with an affinity for business casual clothing? We won't know. I called the park ranger and they agreed that it was strange and they would keep an eye out. Whoever he was, my dog was not letting this man get near me, and I truly believe that animals can sense something that we can't. Weird, outdoorsy, business casual man, let's not meet. Thanks to Jessica for submitting that story, and if you have a story to share, send it over to letsnotmeetstories@gmail.com. We'll see you all next week for a full episode of Let's Not Meet, a true horror podcast. Everyone, stay safe.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock.
Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.